The following is a discourse by Sri Srimad Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, courtesy of www.gopalju.org.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, chapter 20, text 34. Tasya sa nrupa vaidarbhya patnyas tisra susammata jagnustyaga vaya putra nanurupa iti rite tasya sanrupa vaidarbhya patnyas tisra susammata jagmustyaga bhayat putra nanurupa iti rite tasyaivam vitathe vanse tadartham jadata sutam marustomena maruto bharadvajam upadaduho. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The king, his attempt for Pujani, frustrated in this way, performed a sacrifice named Marustoma to get a son. The demigods, known as Marutas, being fully satisfied with him, then presented him a son named Bharadvaja. When the demigod named Brihaspati was attracted by his brother's wife Mamata, who at that time was pregnant, he desired to have sexual relations with her. The son within her womb forbid this, but Brihaspati cursed him and forcibly discharged semen into the womb of Mamata. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The sex impulse is so strong in this material world that even Brihaspati, who is supposed to be the priest of the demigods and very learned scholar, wanted to have a sexual relationship with brother's pregnant wife. This can happen even in the society higher demigods. So what to speak of human society? The sex impulse is so strong that it can agitate even a learned personality like Brihaspati. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata Vibhu Sarvasraya. This is manifestation of Krishna, Vani Avatar of Krishna. Is Vibhu, is Supreme Lord. And as we take shelter of Krishna, we must take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna is well-wishing friend. Srihudam Srabhudana Bhagavata is also well-wishing. Madhika Bandhu. Sanatana Goswami said, Madhika Bandhu, Bhagavata is my friend. Well-wishing friend, very dear friend. What he Bhagavata says, you should understand it and take lessons from it. Then your really achieved human birth will be successful. That's it. Perfection in really achieved human birth. Unless you take lessons, unless you understand it, unless you realize it, convinced fully, practice it in your life and get the mercy of Srimad Bhagavata. Bhakta Bhagavata and Grantha Bhagavata, get the mercy of Book Bhagavata and Devotee Bhagavata, your life cannot be successful. This is most important. Sex impulse, very strong. How to tolerate it? And who can tolerate it? Many places in Srimad Bhagavata, many places this topic has been discussed. Because very important topic. Seventh canto Srimad Bhagavatam. Mahajan Prahlad. Prahlad is one of the 12 Mahajanas. Mahajan ji kaya satyamani. What Mahajan says, that is truth. One should accept what Mahajan says. The Prahlad Maharaj statement is there. 7945 verse. Janmaithunadi grihamedi sukham hi tuccham. Kandu yenam karayar iva dukkha dukham. Trupyanti neha krupana bahu dukkha bhaja. Kandativana manasijam visaheta dhira. Yes.
Sex life is compared to the rubbing of two hands to relieve an itch.
Yes.
Grihamedis so-called grahasthas who have no spiritual knowledge think that this itching is the greatest platform of happiness.
Yeah, very pleasant, isn't it? Itching, oh nice, very nice. Huh? Itching is beginning very nice. Yes, then when becomes big boils come out, so much pain it gives, that says.
Although actually it is a source of distress.
Yes.
The Kripanas, the fools who are just the opposite of Brahmanas, are not satisfied by repeated sensuous enjoyment.
Though they get so much distress because of this sex engagement, too much sex enjoyment, till they are not satisfied at all. They are not satisfied, though they get so much distress. Because this sex urge, this impulse is so strong, it's very difficult to tolerate.
Those who are dhira, however, who are sober and who tolerate this itching, are not subjected to the sufferings of fools and rascals.
Yes. Here this verse says, who can tolerate this very strong impulse, you see. Sex impulse so strong in the material world. Who can tolerate these verses? What says? O Lord, those who are, one who is very dear devotee of yours, isn't it? What says? Dhira, sober. Who is dhira? Who is not undisturbed? Who is not disturbed? Who? Who is a dear devotee of Lord? Do you understand? Krupana bahudukha bhaja kanduti vana manasija visahita dhira. Who is dhira? Who is undisturbed, sober, devotee, who is fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna, whose mind is fixed, do you understand? Lotus feet of Krishna, who is a pure devotee, who has developed Krishna prema, whose object of love is Krishna, whose attraction is only Krishna. Krishna is the only attraction, all beautiful Krishna. Only he can tolerate. He is undisturbed. He is sober. He is sober. He is undisturbed. Only he can tolerate. Others cannot tolerate. Because this impulse is very strong. What to speak of others, such a learned scholar, Devaguru, spiritual master of the demigods, Brahaspati? He couldn't. He cannot. What to speak of? Premji, and so many Premjis like that here. What to speak of them? That's a fact. This is the only means how one can tolerate it. To develop pure devotion towards the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna is the only attraction, all attractive, all beautiful is Krishna. One who can develop attraction towards beautiful Krishna, all mind and consciousness, heart will be fixed at the all attractive Krishna, beautiful Krishna, only he can tolerate, will never be attracted to ugly witch Maya. It's ugly witch Maya. Is any Maya has any beauty? Has Maya any beauty? Yes. To your eye, it is very beautiful, isn't it, Premji? Yeah. To eyes of Premji, Maya is very beautiful. Ugly is Maya. Krishna is not beautiful. Is Krishna beautiful to your eyes? Krishna is not beautiful. He is all beautiful. He is all attractive. Kandarpa koti kamaniya visesa sobhang, whose beauty far excels that of crores of cupid. He doesn't appear beautiful to your eyes. Such nasty eyes. Pluck it out. As Villomangala Thakur plucked out his eyes. Do that, see. Can you do? No, eyes is so nice. I can look at pornographic picture. Naked Western ladies. Yeah. they seem to be very beautiful to your eyes, isn't it? Premji. This is the only means. Do you understand? If you develop attraction to all beautiful Krishna. Krishna all attractive, all beautiful. Nobody is as beautiful as Krishna, whose beauty far excels that cross of Cupid. Cupid is very beautiful. But Krishna is Vrindavana Prakrita Navina Madana. He is Navina, ever fresh and new, transcendental Cupid in Vrindavana. Do you understand? Krishna is such Cupid. Transcendental Cupid. Material Cupid is beautiful, but Krishna is transcendental Cupid in Vrindavan, whose beauty every moment newer appears, newer. Beautiful is Krishna. Do you understand? Whose beauty far excels that of crores of Cupids. If someone is fortunate, do you understand? If someone is fortunate who can develop attraction such beautiful Krishna, do you understand? His mind is fixed consciousness, heart, everything fixed at the lotus feet of beautiful Krishna, that means it develops pure devotion, prem bhakti. Only attraction is Krishna. Object of love is Krishna. One develops such thing, only he can tolerate this very strong sexual urge, impulse. Otherwise, nobody can tolerate. You see, this is an incident here. Brihaspati, who is the spiritual master of the demigods in the high planetary system, the great learned person, he couldn't. What to speak of it? Yourself. It is the only means. In many places, Srimad Bhagavatam, this teaching has been given to us because this most important factor. We have gotten this really achieved bhava, human bhava, durlabha manusadhanava. You should understand. What is the purpose of this bath? The purpose of this bath is to develop Krishna bhakti, paramartha lava. Do you understand? Prema bhakti especially, because with bhakti only Krishna, you'll get Krishna. Bhaktya manga bhijanati, bhaktya astu ekoyagrajya, bhaktya astu anunuyalabhya. In Gita and Bhagavata, repeatedly this has been said, only by bhakti you can approach Krishna. You can understand him, you can get him, ananya bhakti, anala devotion, prema bhakti. Do you understand? Preme Krishna vasa hai, preme tare bhaji. Śrīcaṇa Caritamrita said, preme Krishna vasa hai, preme tare bhaji. Krishna is the object of love, pure love. Do you understand? In material world there is no love. The perverted reflection of love that is lost is here. It's lost. Do you understand? No love is there. Do you understand? Only object of love is Krishna, nothing else. Preme Krishna vasa hai, preme tare bhaji. This really achievement bhava is meant for getting Krishna prema. That is prayojana tattva, sadhya tattva, prema. Because that love, Krishna becomes submitted. Do you understand? And one should do Krishna bhajan with love. Surrender loving service. It's a loving service. Yes, you should render loving service. Unless Krishna becomes your object of love, how can you render loving service to him? One is fortunate, develops that Krishna prema, and is only attracted to beautiful Krishna. Only he can tolerate this very strong sexual urge. Otherwise, nobody. No, this verse says, kandudibana manasijam visayita dhira. Such a person is undisturbed. He never becomes agitated or disturbed in such situation. He is dhira. He is sober, undisturbed. Otherwise all are disturbed. Yes. Brihaspati became disturbed. What to speak of others? Higher planetary system, such a pandit, Lord Skala. Matra, sosra, duhitra, va, navivikta, sanubhavet, Balavan Indra Grama Vidyam Sapikarsati. This verse is ninth canto, 19th chapter, 17th verse. Matra Sosra Duhitra Va Navivikta Sano Bhavet Balavan Indra Grama Vidyam Sapikarsati.
One should not sit on the same seat even with one's own mother, sister or daughter.
Yes.
The senses are so strong that even though one is very advanced in knowledge,
yes,
he may be attracted by sex.
Yes. So, very advanced in knowledge. And Brihaspati is pandit, learned scholar. He became attracted. So, this is caution. Do you understand? This is caution. One should take caution. Very cautious. That's because senses are so strong, even such learned pandits are attracted. Kapiladev says, third canto, you can find. Kapiladeva's instruction to his mother Devahuti, there he says, 31 chapter, third canto, 31 chapter, you see, Balome Pasyamaya Stri Madhya Jaino Disan Jakaroti Padakrantam Bhubi Bhubi Jumena Kevalam. You find out 38, text 38. Balome Pasyamayaya Srimadhyā Jaino Dīsāṁ Jākuruti Padakrantam Bhuvi Jummehena Kevalam.
Just try to understand the mighty strength of my Maya in the shape of a woman.
Maya? My Maya in the shape of a woman. Yes. Yes.
By the mere movement of her eyebrows can keep even the greatest conquerors of the world under her grip.
So, their weapon is there, here. Weapon is here. Eyebrows. Don't look at the face of a woman. Yes, the weapon. And this is bow. And this is the arrow. Masatya. Pierced. Pierced. Very strong hero. Just one glance is enough. Woman's glance. Finished. He becomes down under his grip, under her grip. Yes. How she comes? Huh? Now, that instruction Kapiladeva gives. Next verse. Sangam na kurjyat pramadasudatu jogasya parang parangaru rukhyo matsevaya pratiladhatnulabho vadantija nirayodvarungasya.
For such a woman is declared in the scripture to be the gateway to hell for the advancing devotee.
So, you are opening your door towards hell. Premji, understand. So, instruction. Next verse says, how Maya approaches you, approaches one. Next verse says, Jopajati sanir Maya, josiddeva vinirmata, tang ikhyatatma mrityum truni kupungi vabhritam. Yes.
The woman created by the Lord is a representation of Maya.
Maya.
And one who associates with such Maya by accepting services must certainly know that this is the way of death, just like a blind well covered with grass.
You understand? How she approaches? Jopajati sanirmaya josit deva vinirmata tankhyatatmo mrityu trune inkupo vibhavritam. Maya. That in the shape of a woman, how approaches? Premji, you are a very handsome person, You look very handsome, everything is beautiful with you. Face is beautiful, your buttock is beautiful, arms are very long like snakes, I want to be embraced such snake-like arms of yours, isn't it? So she comes to speak. And this way approaches Premji. Premji, you seem to be very tired. Shall I make a nice bed for you? Lie down, relieve yourself. Do you understand? Just offering service, she comes. He says, Japajati sanayamaya josiddevam tang khyatatma muttum truni inkubam vivabhrita. Approaches in this way. You seem to be very tired. Yes, you need rest. Shall I make bed for you? Nice bed. I know how to make nice bed for you. Yes, in this way she approaches in the name of rendering some service to you. Then you lie down. Your head make, your legs may be aching. Shall I massage? Yes, do it. In this way Maya approaches, Baba. Maya in the shape of woman approaches. Do you understand? Premji, these verses, Bhakla Dev says, so one who is intelligent, tang-khyat-atma-mrityun-truni-kubo-vibhavrutam, very intelligent, sadhaka, who is practicing sadhana-bhakti, one who is intelligent, she should understand this Maya is approaching. Do you understand? So she should not look at her. You should understand this is like a very deep blind well covered up with green grass. Yes. Tired traveler, worried traveler, traveling, came to a patch of land, very nice soft green grass is there. A soft, there is like soft cushion. I'll sit down here. But a deep dark well there, covered up with very green grass. Very nice. Sit down. Finished. So one should not, was intelligent sadhaka, should not look at such a woman. So think this is a deep dark, blind, deep dark, well covered up with green grass. Understand? No. Get away from here. That is what. Kapradevas, do you see? Kapradevas instruction. And that we have quoted also from ninth canto, what Jadati Maharaj said. So many instructions are there in Srimad Bhagavatam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll find many places, many places, many places, many places. 11th canto also, there is, you'll find, 11th canto, 9th chapter, 10th chapter also, Krishna's instruction to Uddhava. 11th canto, 17th chapter, text 33, verses, Trinang nirikhyana sparsa sangla pekyo ranadikam. Prani no mithuni bhuta na grosta agrastejet. You have this Krishna's instruction to Uddhava. One who is not grosta, that means brahmachari, vanprasthi, sannyasi. For them it is instruction. They should not look at a woman. No? Should not look at a woman. Should not touch a woman. Should not talk with a woman. Should not cut any jokes with a woman. Brahmachari, vanprasthi, sannyasi. Even they should not look at other animals engaged in sexual activity. Dogs or hogs or bears or monkeys. Yes. Should not look at them. There is a strict instruction. For brahmacharis, vanprasthis and sannyasi, except gruhasthas. Do you understand? So many instructions are there. So many instructions. Aranti api jatir manaha, even a jati, a muni, his mind becomes disturbed. Talks with a woman, looks at a woman, or touches and looks at two animals engaged in sexual activity. Instructions are there. Very strong attachment. Sexual attachment, sexual attraction is very strong attraction. Yes, very strong attraction. Prahlad Maharaj's instructions are there. 7th chapter, 7 verses, giving instruction to his demoniac boys, boyfriends, classmates, Prahlad Maharaj. Katham priyaya anukampitaya sangam rahasyam rutir ansamantran srutsuta sneho sita sijunan kalakhanam anurakta chitaha tejat kosaskrut ivehamano karmani lobhat abitrupta kama upasthadeham bahumanyamano katham virajati durantamoha. Yes, read. 11, 12, 13. All right.
How can a person who is most affectionate to his family, the core of his heart being always filled with their pictures, give up their association? Specifically, a wife is always very kind and sympathetic and always pleases her husband in a solitary place. Who could give up the association of such a dear and affectionate wife?
Affectionate wife, yes.
Small children talk in broken language, very pleasing to hear.
Yes.
And their affectionate father always thinks of their sweet words.
Yes.
How could he give up their association?
Association, yes.
One's elderly parents and one's sons and daughters are also very dear. The daughter is especially dear to her father, and while living at her husband's house, she is always in his mind. Who could give up that association? Aside from this, in household affairs, there are many decorated items of household furniture, and there are also animals and servants. Who could give up such comforts? The attached householder is like a silkworm.
Silkworm, yes.
Which weaves a cocoon in which it becomes imprisoned,
yes,
unable to get out, simply for the satisfaction of two important senses, the genitals and the tongue.
Genital and tongue, only one person. Two important senses, yes.
One is bound by material conditions. How can one escape?
Yes. You understand? So many instructions are there. So, Prahlad Maharaj, therefore, so many there. It will take 7 days, 8 days if I speak on this topic. So many. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj, offers prayer to Nrisimha Deva. Prahlad Maharaj's prayer is there. We must offer that prayer. Otherwise, how can we tolerate this very strong impulse? When Nrisimha Deva said, as per the boon, what boon he asked? 7th canto, 10th chapter. Seventh verse, you see. Jadi dasyasi me kaman varanstam varadarsava kamanam hrudi asangrohaṁ bhavatastu brune varam. This boon he asked for.
O my Lord, best of the givers of benediction, if you at all want to bestow a desirable benediction upon me, then I pray from your Lordship that within the core of my heart there be no material desires.
There will be no material desire at any time. Yes, this is the prayer. Prayer. Otherwise, one cannot give it up. One cannot give it up. Very strong desire. You understand? These are instructions. Mahajana's instruction. They are Mahajana's. And also, Upadeshamrita. In Upadeshamrita, Rupa Goswami is Upadeshamrita. Instruction, nectar of instruction is there. 6 arches are there. And one who can tolerate it, he becomes Goswami. And he can accept disciples throughout the world. Vāca bhegam manasaha, krodha bhegam juha bhegam, udara upastha bhegam, etan piganjo visahita dhīra, sarva apimāṁ prithivīṁ, sa sisyāt. You have? Yes.
One who can control the forces of speech, mind, anger, the tongue, belly, and the genital.
6 types of objects, yes.
Is known as a Goswami and is qualified to accept disciples all over the world.
All over the world. The servant. Understand? So all Mahajanas, Sadhu Mahajanas, they have taught us how to tolerate it. No other way is there. Just pray to the Supreme Lord. Harihe prapanche padiya agati haiya na dekhi upayo aro prapanche padiya. You payo aro agati ragati sarane sarana tumare korinu saro agati ragati sarane sarana tumare korinu saro param gyanu kichu nahi moro sadhana bhajana nai amogyanu kichu nahi moro sadhana bhajana nai tumi kripa mayo ami to kangalo ohetu ki kripa chai tumi kripa mayo. Vakya mano bego, krodho jiva bego, udara upastha bego. Vakya mano bego, krodho jiva bego, udara upastha bego. Miliya esabo, সংসারে ভাসায় দিতেছে পরমর বেগ মিলিয়ায় সংসারে ভাসায় দিতেছে পরমর বেগ অনেক যতনে সেসব দমনে ছাড়িয়াছি আশা আমি হেরো নাথ ডাকিত নাম এখন বর সাত মি অনাথের এখন বর সাত মি অনাথের নাথ ডাকিত নাম এখন বর সাত মি অনাথের হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ প্রেয়ার অফর বাই শ্রী ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর হরি হে প্রপঞ্চে পড়িয়া অগতি হইয়া না দেখি উপায় অগতি রগতি চরণে শরণ তোমারে করি নুসার ইউ হ্যাভ ট্রান্সলেশন
ও লর্ড হরি হ্যাভিং ফলন হেল্পলেসলি ইনটু দি ইলুশন অফ দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড আই সি নো আদার মিন্স অফ ডেলিভারেন্স বাট ইউ ইউ আর দি অনলি রিকোর্স ফর দি হেল্পলেস I accept the shelter of your lotus feet as essential.
Yes. পরম জ্ঞান কিছু নাহি মোর সাধন ভোজন নাহি তুমি কৃপাময় আমি তো কাঙ্গাল হইত কি কৃপা চাই
Devotion to you has remained distant from me. In this heart of mine dwells only envy and malice towards others. False pride, hypocrisy, deceitfulness and the desire for fame and honor.
I have no past activity, I have no knowledge, I am devoid of knowledge, I have no sadhana, no bhajan, nothing. I am such a rascal, most degraded, you understand, wretch I am. You are ocean of mercy, O Lord Hari. I am very greedy for your mercy. Please shower your causeless mercy on me. I have nothing that I can deserve it, but I only beg for it. You understand? This is the prayer. Bakya mano beg akro, here it says, Bakya mano beg akro dho jyoha bego, udara upastha bego, milya yesabo sansare bhasay, diteche paramud bego.
I have not been able to give up any of these attachments. Thus my own faults have been my downfall. My birth as a human being has been wasted. O Lord Hari, what am I to do now?
Wrong verse. You're reading wrong verse. Certainly. What are you reading? Yeah.
The powerful urges of speech, mind, anger, tongue,
yes,
and genitals have banded together to cast me adrift on the sea of this material world, thus causing me great anxiety and trouble.
Yes, causing me great anxiety and trouble. Yes. I cannot tolerate it. Very strong impulse, he says, 6 types of impulses or just. I have no strength to tolerate it. They are just drifting me, make me float in this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence, putting me in all trouble. What to do? অনেক যতনে সেসব দমনে ছাড়িয়েছি আশা আমি অনাথের নাথ ডাকি তব নাম এখনো ভরসা শুনি
আফটার গ্রেট এন্ডেভর to subdue these material demands, I have completely given up all hope.
Yes.
The Lord of the destitute, I call upon your holy name, for now you are my only shelter.
Yes. I tried my best to tolerate all this strong urges, but I failed. I failed. Now I am giving up all hope. Only now you are the Lord of the Protector, the Destitute, Anatha and Anatha. Now I am completely surrendered to your holy name. Yes. You are only shelter now. I am completely surrendered and take to chanting this holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare. This is the only record. If you chant your name, a fanciless name, definitely you will get Krishna prema. Do you understand? Mukhya pathe jiva pai Krishna prema dhana. Niraparadhe nam loile pai prema dhana. If your chanting is offenseless, niraparadha, pure, definitely you will develop Krishna prema. Develop Krishna prema, then your only attraction is Krishna. All beautiful Syam Sundar form will appear before you always, you see. Only beautiful form of Syam Sundar. If you are chanting pure name, offenseless, there will be no only attraction. No attraction towards Maya will be there. Maya will seem to be very ugly witch. Understand, Premji, when beautiful Syam Sundar form you will see, then Maya will appear very ugly witch. How can you look at Maya? This is the only thing. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, only I have given up all hope, so now I am completely surrendered unto you, O Lord Hari, special surrender to your holy name. Now take to chanting your holy name. That is the only recourse. Do you understand? This Narottamdas Thakur says, these are enemies. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Mahasarja, six enemies are there. Do you understand? And you are surrounded with six enemies. Ripurvose asoha. You are surrounded with six enemies. If you will be surrounded with enemies, how can you go ahead? You cannot. But how to deal with these enemies? That's the question. Kama krishnarpane, krodha bhakta dvesi jane, lobha sadhu sangye hari katha. Moho ishta labha vine madha krishna guna gane nirukta kariva jatha tatha. Narottamdas Thakur, Prem Bhakti Chandrika, says like that. Understand? Narottamdas Thakur's instruction. Kama krishna arpane krodha bhakta dvesi jane. Kama krishna arpane krodha bhakta dvesi jane. Lobha sadhu sange hari katha. Lobha sadhu sange hari katha. Moha ishta labha vine madha krishna guna gane. Moha ishta labha vine madha krishna guna gane. Nijukta kariva jatha tatha. Nijukta kariva jatha tatha. The purport is that a bhakta who is a devotee, a Vaishnava, who cultivates bhakti, do you understand, engaged in cultivation of bhakti, is not takes any separate, makes any separate endeavor how to subdue these six types of enemies. Kama, krodha, lobha, moho, madha, mahasarya. These are six types of enemies. Kama means lust. Krodha, anger. Lobha, greed. Moha, delusion. Madha, madness. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, mahasarya, enviousness. Envy. These are six types of enemies. Do you understand? You have to subdue these enemies. You understand? You are surrounded with six types of enemies. They cannot allow to make forward, make march ahead this path of devotional service. So, how can you subdue? The means is given here. Narottam Das Thakur says, one who is a Vaishnava, one who is a devotee, your devotee, he never makes any separate endeavor to subdue these enemies. No, don't make any separate endeavor. Only he makes endeavor how to develop pure devotion, Sudha Bhakti. Only makes. As soon as you develop pure devotion, automatically all these enemies become your friend. They become your friend. They lost desires. Your heart is completely filled with it. How do you realize this lust? Kama Krishna Arpane. Offer it to Krishna. You understand? As Prahlad Maharaj begs for the mercy. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur offers prayer. You understand? So, utilize that lust. A lusty person is very busy, enthusiastic, how to satisfy his lusty desires. Isn't it? So many ways. So, utilize all your lusty desires. Become very enthusiastic, how to serve Krishna. You understand? More and more, render more and more loving service, give all enjoyment, all happiness to Krishna. Just engage yourself. Use your lust in that way, to render service to Krishna, who is transcendental Cupid. You are using your lust to serving material Cupid, isn't it? Now engage it in serving transcendental Cupid, Krishna, Madan Mohan. Understand? That's the instruction. Then, krodha, anger. Krishna, Krishna, bhakti, Krishna, bhakta, dvesi. Krodha, anger, great enemy. Gita says, Srimad Bhagavad Gita says, kama, krodha, lobha, edatrayam, tejat, tejat, traya, narkasya, dvara. Give up these three. Kama, krodha, lobha, lust, anger, greed. Give up these three. If you will be affected with these three, then your door towards hell is opened. Narottam Das Thakur says, how to utilize this? Krodha, Krishna, Krishna, bhakti, Krishna, bhakta, dvesi jane. A Vaishnava, a sadhu, a devotee, he never becomes angry. Well, and how he utilizes anger? He utilizes anger, he becomes angry towards a person who blasphemes Krishna bhakta vaishnavas, blasphemes Krishna, who is against Krishna bhakti. He utilizes anger towards him, becomes angry at him. Otherwise, he never becomes angry. This is the proper utilization of anger. As for example, Hanumanji, great sadhu. You understand? Hanumanji is a great sadhu. Yes, but he became so angry towards Ravan, who kidnapped the wife of his master, beloved master Lord Ram. Became very angry. That's proper utilization of anger. And he burnt his golden Lanka into ashes. Yes. Such anger. You understand? Vibhava. And Ravana had taken Sita and kept in a very nice garden named Asoka Kanana. Very nice, beautiful, lovely, more than the Nandan Kanan of Indradeva, heavenly king. Such that garden was keeping Sita. But when Hanuman went there, he was so angry. Eyes were red hot, like red hot. Eyes were red hot, so angry. In that garden, varieties of flowers, flower plants, fruit trees were there. Varieties, fruit trees, flower, varieties of flower, different colors, nice. But his eyes are so red, because of anger, everything looked red to him. Everything looked red. He never sees a variety, he said only red, because so angry. Utilizing anger, was Ravan was great Pasundi, you understand, who kidnapped Ram's wife, Ram, who is most beloved master. He's such sadhu. Sadhu utilizes anger towards such a person. Blasphemies, Vaishnavas, blasphemy is Krishna and who is against Krishna Bhakti. That proper blasphemy. Otherwise anger is enemy. Lobha sadhu sanghe hari katha. This greed, once you develop greed, how to do more and more sadhu sangha and hear more and more Krishna katha, nectarian Krishna katha from the lips of sadhu. That is the only. One should develop greed for it, otherwise material greed will take you to hell, understand? Moha ishtadeva bhagavan ka sevala bahlana kathrata, delusion. My ishta, the lord of my heart, is Krishna. But I cannot render any service to him. I cannot render any service to him. Just cry in your heart. In that way, it lies your moha. Yes. Madhav matata, madness, craziness. Do you understand? Matata, Bhagavan gunaganare. Become mad, glorifying Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. His name, fame, qualities, pastimes. Become mad after it. Lies your madness in this earth. Do you understand? That preferable lies. Masarya, envy. Vaishnava is not envious at all. Vaishnava is non-envious. Envy cannot touch him. Who is envious is a demon. He is not a bhakta, not a devotee, not a Vaishnava at all. You understand? He never becomes envious of any body if he makes advancement in spiritual path. Rather, he begs for his mercy and develops love for him, and he cries, how I can develop such, make such advancement. He never becomes envious. Vaishnava is non-envious. Nirmasrana sadam vidyam. Otherwise, nobody can understand the Bhagavad-dharma tattva if he becomes envious. In this way, you can subdue the enemies. Then you can make advancement in this path of devotional service. So many instructions are there. In Srimad Bhagavatam you'll find many places. 11th canto. 11th canto Bhagavatam says there is Lord Krishna's instruction. Padapi juvati bhikkhur nastu se darabhimapi spursam karivabaddhi te karinyango sangataha. Even a muni or rusi who is doing tapasya, severe street and penance, he should not see the form of a wooden form of a woman. Understand? Wooden form. In the bazaar, marketplace, those who are selling sari, they have made wooden forms of women. Put in showcase, the wooden form of woman has put on very nice sari, isn't it? Isn't it? You look at, when you look at it, wooden form. Bhagavan Krishna says, even such muni should not look at the wooden form of a woman, should not touch that wooden form with his feet. Don't touch it. Because of this touch sensation, you'll be entrapped. Very strong elephant becomes entrapped because of touch sensation. Yes, very strong elephant becomes entrapped by the hunter. This touch sensation, yes. Those who catch elephant, what they do? In the jungle, they dig a very deep ditch. Do you understand? Very big ditch. So in the middle, a high place is there, elevated. They put a trained, sea elephant there. A strange sea elephant. And the ditch is covered with soft grass. It is completely covered. And the herd of elephants come out from the jungle. At that time, sea elephant produces a sound that by sea indicates, I am here, come and enjoy sex with me. this elephant came. They come, you understand? And now, urge is very, impulse is very strong, sexual urge. They run to that sea elephant. They are standing on that elevated ground in the ditch. But the ditch is there, very deep ditch, covered. When they go there for this touch sensation, fall down in the deep ditch, then the hunter bound them strong rope and they are entrapped. Do you understand? Similarly, because of the touch sensation, you will become entrapped. Do you understand? So, instruction is, even Muni, Rushi, should not touch the wooden form of a woman with his feet. Don't do it. If you do, then that sensation will arise, the strong sexual urge will arise. Then it will become kasthanari spasya che upujaya vikar chaitanya chartamrita says. Yes. What to speak of the touching a wooden form of woman? Don't look at it. Don't look at it. Yes. Going to bazaar and looking at a wooden form of woman putting on nice sari, oh, very nice sari. Don't touch it. Don't look at it. If you do it, your mind will be agitated. Understand? Mind will be agitated. So you'll find such instruction there. This is 11th canto, 8th chapter, 14th verses. Nādi gacha striyam prāgya karichin nurtyam ātmana bādhīkei saha sahanyet gajair annir gajirathā. Who is a wise man, intelligent man, he should not at any time touch a woman. Should not touch a woman, come in contact with a woman, because this coming in contact with a woman is opening your door to hell or to death. Definitely you'll meet death. Because a very strong elephant, how he becomes captured. Because of this sense, touch sensation, he becomes mad after this touch sensation. He runs there and then falls in the ditch, is captured. Similarly, if you cannot overcome this touch sensation and you'll become mad how to touch a woman, as a result, you'll be killed by the paramour of that woman. Yes. Killed. Yes. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur giving comments in this verse says, uncontrolled senses, a person of uncontrolled senses, not controlled senses, seeing a woman, immediately thinks, the object of my enjoyment. Yes, immediately that desire crops up in the mind, in the heart. That is quite natural. Quite natural. Therefore, one of the synonym, what is a synonym? Synonyms of this woman is Josit. Josit means object of enjoyment. As soon as a man sees it, uncontrolled senses, man who is uncontrolled, senses are not controlled. Immediately, this desire crops up in his mind, is object of my enjoyment. Therefore, he runs behind. He runs behind her. Do you understand? But she has a paramour. If you go to her, touches her, paramour is there, will come and kill you. Definitely meet death. Don't do it. Yes. Understand. Don't welcome death, Mr. Premji. Don't welcome death. Conquer this touch sensation. Eighth canto, Bhagavatam. Bhagavan, Supreme Lord says, Viśvāsaṁ paṇḍita dātu kāmini sunodāti, 899. Find out, verse. 899. Read the verse. Yes, Bhagavan Vata. Whole verse, read.
From English or
Sanskrit?
From Chalam Mai Sangata. Vishwam Sampanjo.
Jatu Kamini Suno Dadhi. Allied, that's the verse, yes.
The great personality of Godhead, in the form of Mohini.
Mohini, yes.
Told the demons. O sons of Kashyapa Muni. I am only a prostitute.
I am only a prostitute, yes.
How is it that you have so much faith in me?
Oh, no. You have so much faith in me, yes, yes.
A learned person never puts his faith in a woman.
Yes, Anaka Pandit says, Viśvāsaṁ vaivadāyate strīsu rādhakuḷesu ca. A wise, intelligent man sooner put faith in a woman or in a political person, politician, isn't it? Viśvāsaṁ vaivadāyate strīsu rādhakuḷesu. Bhagavata says, and same thing. Then, sixth canto of Bhagavata says, 6:18:42 verse, Nahi kaschit priya strinang anjasa sriyatmanam patiṁ putram bhrātaram vā grantyarthe ghātayanti ca.
To satisfy their own interests,
yes,
women deal with men as if the men were most dear to them.
Yes, they appear like that, a deal. They pretend, yes. So many guests or sponsors, they are very dear, yes, yes.
But no one is actually dear to them.
No one is actually dear to them, no. Yes.
Women are supposed to be very saintly, but for their own interest, they can kill even their husbands, sons, or brothers. Cause them to be killed by others.
By others, yes. It's the nature of a woman. 9:14:37 verse also. Many places we find. 9:14:37. Striyohiya karuna krura durmasa priyasasa gyantyar parthyapi visraddham patim bhadrang pyudaha. 9:14:37. Yes. Striyohiya karuna krura.
Women as a class are merciless and cunning.
Merciless and cunning, yes.
They cannot tolerate even a slight offense.
Cannot tolerate even a slight offense, yes.
For their own pleasure, they can do anything irreligious.
Yes.
And therefore, they do not fear killing even a faithful husband or brother.
Yes. So? Fifth canto. 5:64. Patir jaya vapusali. Many places in Srimad Bhagavatam. 5:64. Yes, yes.
An unchaste woman is very easily carried away by paramours. And it sometimes happens that her husband is violently killed by her paramours.
By her paramours, yes.
If the yogi gives his mind a chance, he does not restrain it. His mind will give facility to enemies like lust, anger and greed. And they will doubtlessly kill the yogi.
So? Unchaste wife and uncontrolled mind are same. Understand, Premji? Yes, control your mind. Unchaste wife and uncontrolled mind are same. Consequence is death. You'll be killed. Understand? Viśvanātha Chakravarti Thakur says the same thing. Yathā kṛta viśvāsasya patyo Pussalijaya Dharanam Mavakasam Dattva Padinghatayadi. 17 he says. 6th canto, 18th chapter, 39 verse. 39, 40, 41, 42 verse also you can see. 6, 18. Yes. Yes.
Kasyapa Muni thought, alas, I have now become too attached to material enjoyment. Taking advantage of this, my mind has been attracted by the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of a woman, my wife.
Yeah.
Therefore, I am surely a wretched person who will glide down toward hell.
Next verse.
This woman, my wife, has adopted a means that follows her nature. And therefore she is not to be blamed. But I am a man. Therefore all condemnation upon me.
Upon me, yes.
I am not
condemnation upon you. Isn't it? Huh? You just see a piece of rope lying there. Huh? But it appears to you as a snake. Huh? Then you become afraid. Is it fault lies with the rope or with you? Both! Fault lies with you. Fault is not with the rope. Same thing it says. Huh? Read it again. Very important verse.
This woman, my wife, has adopted a means that follows her nature. Therefore she is not to be blamed.
Not to be blamed.
But I am a man, therefore all condemnation upon me.
Upon me? Why I became attached? Yes, why I become self-restraint? Huh? Why? Become self-restraint. Take! Yeah.
I am not at all conversant with what is good for me, since I could not control my senses.
My senses, yes. For lies with me, not with you, man. Huh? Next verse.
A woman's face is as attractive and beautiful as a blossoming lotus flower during autumn.
Yes.
Her words are very sweet, and they give pleasure to the ear. But if we study a woman's heart, we can understand it to be extremely sharp.
Extremely sharp.
Like the blade of a razor.
Blade, sharp razor, yes. Heart is like that, yes.
In these circumstances, who could understand the dealings of a woman?
Which verse is it?
To satisfy their own interests, women deal with men as if the men were most dear to them.
Yes.
But no one is actually dear to them.
Yes.
Women are supposed to be very saintly, but for their own interest, they can kill even their husbands, sons or brothers, or cause them to be killed by others.
By paramour, by her paramour, huh? 8th canto Bhagavad also, you see. 8, 9, 9, 10. Supreme Lord's instruction. Tell it, read it again.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the form of Mohini, and all the demons, O sons of Kasyapa Muni, I am only a prostitute.
I am only a prostitute, yes.
How is it that you have put, that you have so much faith in me?
Yes.
A learned person never puts his faith in a woman.
Next verse.
O demons, as monkeys, jackals and dogs are unsteady in their sexual relationships and want newer and newer friends every day.
Yes.
Women who live independently seek new friends daily.
Independently, who stay independently, woman. Yes.
Friendship with such a woman is never permanent.
Never.
This is the opinion of learned scholars.
Learned scholars. That's all. Instruction is, women should not be given independence. No. This is always under control of man. Husband, yes. That's instruction. 9th canto Bhagavatam, 14th chapter, text 36 to 38, you read so many places in Mahayana Bhagavata. 9:14. Yes, Urvasi, yes, Urvasi says.
Urvasi said, my dear king, Soba, don't allow the senses to overcome you like foxes.
Yes.
Don't let the foxes eat you. In other words, you should not be controlled by your senses. Rather, you should know that the heart of a woman is like that of a fox.
That of a fox? Heart of a woman is like that of a fox. Yes.
There is no use making friendship with women.
36. 37.
Women as a class are merciless and cunning. They cannot tolerate even a slight offense.
Yes.
For their own pleasure, they can do anything irreligious. And therefore they do not fear killing even a faithful husband or brother.
38.
Women are very easily seduced by men. Therefore, polluted women give up the friendship of a man who is their well-wisher and establish false friendship among fools.
Yes.
Indeed, they seek newer and newer friends, one after another.
Yes. You understand? All right. So many are there. Sixth kind of heart also will find. Chitraketu, sun, says that then Adamuni and Parvatamuni, isn't it? Angiramuni, came and gave it to life and speaking to him. Yatha vastuni panyani himadini tatastataha padjatanti narishve vajiva duni sukartasu nitya syarthasya samandho ye nitya drusyate nrushu javad jasya hi samandho mamattam tava devahi. All right, you find out? 6:16, text 6 and 7. Yatha vastuni panyani himadini tatastataha parjatanti narisvevam jiva junisu kartusu nitya swarthasya samandho yanityo drusyate nrusu javajasya hi samandho mamattam tavadevahi.
Just as gold and other commodities are continually transferred from one place to another in due course of purchase and sale, so the living entity, as a result of its fruitive activities, wanders throughout the entire universe, being injected into various bodies in different species of life by one kind of father after another.
One kind of father, mother, father, mother, after another father and mother, in this way. Purport is there? Read purport.
It has already been explained that Chitraketu's son was his enemy in a past life.
Yes.
And now had appeared as his son just to give him more severe pain.
Yes.
Indeed, the untimely death of a son caused severe lamentation for the father. One may put forward the argument. If the king's son was his enemy, how could the king have so much affection for him?
So, enemy has come to you as Parvati's son. Now you have developed so much affection to him. Yes.
In answer, the example is given
that
when someone's wealth falls into the hands of his enemy, the money becomes the enemy's friend.
Yes.
Then the enemy can use it for his own purposes. Indeed, he can even use it to harm its previous owner.
Yes.
Therefore, the money belongs neither to the one party nor to the other.
Yes.
Money is always money, but in different situations it can be used as an enemy or a friend.
Yes.
As explained in Bhagavad Gita, it is not by any father or mother that the living entity is given his birth. The living entity is completely separate identity from the so-called father and mother. By the laws of nature, the living entity is forced to enter into the semen of a father and be injected into the womb of the mother. He is not in control of selecting what kind of father he will accept.
Yes.
Prakriti Kriyamanandi.
The
laws of nature force him to go to different fathers and mothers, just like a consumer commodity that is purchased and sold. Therefore, the so-called relationship of father and son is an arrangement of prakriti or nature. It has no meaning, and therefore it is called illusion. Same living entity sometimes takes shelter of an animal father and mother.
Yes.
And sometimes a human father and mother.
Mother, yeah.
Sometimes he accepts a father and mother among the birds. Sometimes he accepts a demigod father and mother. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Brahmande Brahmate Kanya Bhagavan Ji, Guru Krishna Prasadi Paya Bhagavan Lata. Harassed life after life by the laws of nature, the living entity wanders throughout the entire universe, different planets and different species of life. Somehow or other, if he is fortunate enough, he comes in touch with a devotee who reforms his entire life. Then the living entity goes back home, back to Godhead. Therefore it is said, Janame Janame Sabe Pita Mata Paya Krishna Guru Nani Mile
Bhagavad.
In the transmigration of the soul through different bodies, everyone in every form of life, be it human, animal, tree or demigod, gets a father and mother. This is not very difficult. The difficulty is to obtain a bona fide spiritual master and Krishna. Therefore, the duty of a human being is to capture the opportunity to come in touch with Krishna's representative, the bona fide spiritual master. Under the guidance of the spiritual master, spiritual father, one can return home back to Godhead.
So material relationship, bodily relationship, father and son relationship, husband and wife relationship, friend relationship, master servant relationship, based on bodily relationship, material relationship, this is temporary. Do you understand? And one soon out develops so much attachment, this relationship. Material father, mother, material husband and wife, material friend, material master, servant. But you understand, the example is this, money, all commercial commodities, passing from one hand to another. Do you understand? But relationship with Guru and Krishna is not material relationship. It is eternal, perfect, eternal, loving relationship. Do you understand? One should not give up that relationship. One should give up material, bodily relationship. But don't give up this perfect, eternal, loving relationship with Krishna and Guru. Do you understand? That is not material relationship. Because cannot be treated as mercantile commodities. You understand? Jiva, Jivatma eternal. Atma has no birth and death. But embodied Jiva is embodied, is encased in the middle body. Develops bodily conception, life, is relationship with so-called material father and mother, that is temporary material relationship. Do you understand? But relationship with Krishna and Guru is not material relationship, it's perfect, eternal, loving relationship. That should not be given up. But material relationship should be given up. Because of that relationship, one should not develop so much attachment. That's big enough. Do you understand? This is what teaching here. Prabhupada explained very nicely in his purport also. So, the more strong attachment one develops, the attachment towards lotus feet of Krishna, attachment to Guru and Gauranga becomes more and more strong. Much stronger your attachment towards this material objects of sense enjoyment or material bodily relations will become lesser and lesser, and finally it will be finished. Completely you'll develop detachment towards, more the attachment towards lotus feet of Krishna and Guru and Gauranga. Was more and more, much stronger, stronger, then this attachment will be lesser and lesser. This is the only way how to conquer this attachment and lusty desires or material desires. Do you understand? Conquer it. Otherwise, one cannot conquer it. It's a very strong impulse. Very strong. Otherwise, no other means is there. This is the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you very much. Rupaji Maharaj ki jai.
Potential effect in rendering the services to the cause of Lord Krishna.
Saista samande samanamar. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sir. We should not establish bodily material relationship. We should establish relationship based on relationship with perfect eternal loving relationship with Krishna. Who is husband? He is Krishna Das. Who is wife? He is Krishna Dasi. Both the goal of husband and wife is to serve Krishna, render loving service to Krishna, give him all enjoyment and all pleasure, not to their personal enjoyment and pleasure. That should be our goal. If we do that, then that they are not material, that is not material relationship. That turns into perfect, eternal, loving relationship. And we have to establish that relationship. Then this is all right. Otherwise, dangerous. This material relationship is dangerous. The consequences are there. This is the conclusion. Yes.